problem of landmines today is a problem of economic hardship, of livelihoods denied. It's less about casualties and more about socioeconomic development. And so obviously it's localized. Even with inside a country, one area may be having difficulties economically because of the contamination, whereas in another area they may be still having regularly victims. But we've seen a decline in victims over the years. We're down to around 4,000 a year. That's much less than many communicable diseases. But in fact, if we look at the economic hardship it causes, on top of the continuing echo of conflict that it presents, it's a significant problem in about 25 countries.
What is the UN doing to help?
The UN Mine Action Team are working with national authorities and civil society to remove the contamination, to train people, local communities, how to live with the contamination until we're able to get to them and assist them. And we're providing assistance to victims of these devices.
And when you say you're providing assistance to victims, these are people who might have lost a limb to a landmine. What kind of assistance are they getting?
There's a full spectrum of victim assistance, from emergency medical care to physical rehabilitation, psychosocial care, vocational training, and reintegration. And more we're putting that in the context of broader health and public welfare frameworks. So it's less and less about a victim of a mine versus, say, the victim of a car accident, and more about trying to enable the broader health structures.
How does the Lend Your Leg campaign work?
Yeah, the Lend Your Leg campaign, when it first came to me earlier last year, I was a bit skeptical. But it came out of Colombia, and it was done by a local NGO called Arco Angeles. And it was a very simple concept that we're not asking people to do much besides roll up one pant leg to express their solidarity with those who suffer from the effects of landmines. And it's really something that's very simple, direct. It's visually shocking. We don't often see people walking around with a pant leg rolled up. And so we really got a grasp of it. And what they were able to do in Colombia last year, they really got a following. They had the government itself on board. They had private business on board. We saw that this was an opportunity to take April 4th, which is International Day for Mine Awareness and Assistance to Victims, and to try and make this more than, you know, individualized observances. We're really looking forward to everybody rolling up their leg and expressing their solidarity.
What is the status of the various treaties that have to do with landmines, and how many countries have signed on and how many have not?
Yeah. I mean, the hallmark treaty convention is the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention from 1997. And that there you have 159 countries that have joined. But even those who have not joined are, for the most part, observing the norms of that convention. And that's the reason that we talk less and less about the physical harm of these devices and the casualties caused by them, because in today's conflicts, we don't see landmines being a default weapon as they were in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. That treaty is doing quite well. We do see some backsliding this past year with the case of Libya, non-state actors in Sudan and now in South Sudan with the division of the country last July. And that's quite a concern to us, and we're certainly keeping our eyes on Syria as well. So those are some of the places where we need to continue the advocacy we're doing, to continue to work with local actors and authorities to try and ensure that the norms of that convention are respected.